There has been shock and widespread condemnation after a man was shot dead in West Belfast last night. The victim has been named as Raymond Johnson and he's believed to have been in his 20s. Let's speak to Sinn Féin councillor Stephen McGuinness. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
He was shot twice in front of his partner and a child at a house in Glenbourne Avenue in Poleglass. You went to the house after this happened. What did you see when you got there, Stephen?
Well, I was there within a couple of minutes. And obviously the police had been all over the house and ambulances and stuff. Family and friends and neighbours were also at the front of the house. And everybody was clearly in shock and totally outraged about obviously what had happened. But obviously at that point, they were in trying to save Ray. But obviously he passed away and police came out and informed me that he had passed away.
What could you tell us about Raymond?
Well, I knew his partner very well, a friend of the family. Ray just seemed to be, you know, fairly clad enough guy. I didn't know too much about him, but I've been very friendly with his partner, who I was speaking to later on last night. His partner was heavily involved in a lot of the residence group up in that area, helping to tidy up the area and, you know, better the community and things, you know, sort of, and they were fairly well from then. That would probably be my only sort of feelings with Ray when I was calling to see the partner. And I have to say, you know, seemed to be fairly close. Speaking to Aileen last night, you know, she was in deep shock and completely devastated, as is the whole community, which, again, you know, wholeheartedly we have to condemn this kind of activity within our communities.
It's horrendous, you know, whenever something like this happens, but the thought of an 11-year-old child being in the same room at the same time, did you get any indication from Raymond's partner last night how the child is dealing with all of this?
Well, the child was in a bad state, but I was told the man to stay with grandparents out of the area, and Aileen had to remain in the area, obviously, to assist with police. And she said, you know, she was very worried about the child and that the child, no doubt, you know, was traumatised, and as was Aileen. And, you know, Aileen was really, really devastated last night and in deep shock. And I offered all my condolences to the family and offered any kind of support I can now or in the future. If she needs anything, you know, I told her we'd be there to help and do what we can. We just offered all we could, and everybody in the community rallied round up there with Aileen and her family, as that community would. You know, the Poleglass community is a fairly tight community, and they always stand by each other, and they did again last night after, once again, you know, there's been a murder within the area and by armed groups who caused nothing but hurt and pain.
Well, do we have any idea who is responsible at this point?
None whatsoever. Spoke to the police last night, spoke to the family, and at this stage they still don't know what the motive is. But regardless of what the issue says from the people who carried this out, this is wrong and has to be condemned wholeheartedly.
There have been, you know, several paramilitary style shootings in Belfast, two in West Belfast, and a murder in less than 2 months. Is the situation out of control?
Well, I know there has been a number of punishment shootings, but within the general Callan area of Poleglass, where there had been a large number of punishment attacks over a number of years, there's been a massive decrease locally within the area that I represent, and the Poleglass area in particular. You know, there's been reducing in antisocial behaviour and all kinds of activity around that sort of thing. So, and obviously, you know, with them being happening in close proximity, you know, it would probably look that way. But I know locally where I am, you know, there's been a decrease.
And how has that decrease come about? What role have you, for example, had to play in that, Stephen?
Well, I do a lot of community safety work within the area, and I work in a lot of community centres like the St. Sally Gardens. We've been putting activities on for young people, getting young people off the streets into positive community activity, finding funding resources to keep the kids, you know, occupied, and the kids are bought into it. Now, like, you know, all things, you have wee issues here and there, but overall, you know, the young people in the area have bought into to the positive stuff that's been offered to them, and it has resulted in reduction in antisocial behaviour and other issues. Now, we still have issues that we're dealing with, but I have to say, in the Poleglass area, you know, there's been a massive decrease.
And of course, we have no idea if this was a punishment style shooting gone wrong. However, when you think about this, Stephen, in 2018, my goodness, the thought of a man sitting in a living room beside his partner, an 11-year-old child in the room, someone bursts into their house late at night and shoots him and he dies as a result. You know, is it 2018? Is it really? It really just makes you despair when you hear stories like this in the news.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you know, within that area, within 18 months, you know, the murder of Joe Riley, and which the community referred to hanging about. But what sort of struck me last night was that a young kids who had gathered around the scene, you know, age from 8 to about maybe 11 or 12, were asking all kinds of questions. Why is this happening? What's going on?
What answer do you give when someone asks you that
question?
Yeah,
well, exactly. You know, you're trying to explain to young people that, you know, this is something that may have happened regularly years ago, that there's been a lot of hard work and effort put in. Hopefully that, you know, that this kind of activity would be a thing of the past. But there's obviously groups and gangs out there who are intent on trying to bring us into the past or keep us in the past. But I think the message needs to come out from the community and from everybody is that this community wants to go forward, not backwards.
Okay, Stephen McGuinness, thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. First up, Rob in North Belfast. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Funny. First of all, my heartfelt sympathies are with the family this morning, who had to endure absolutely apparent and horrific trauma last night, and that will be a legacy that they'll have to live with the rest of their lives. These people are nothing more than criminal thugs, and that's my message to them this morning. They went out there last night with the intent to murder and maim, and they succeeded in their activities. We need to send out a message as a community, right across these communities, be it the nationalist community, the loyalist community, whatever reference you want to make to those communities. When we see things happening, and I don't want to make this political this morning, but when we see something like a flag being taken down, we see thousands of people being mobilised onto our streets in a democratic way, albeit. But what we don't see is that same outcry, that same outpouring of absolute apparent imagery which appeared last night. And that's what we need to see. We need to see collectively these communities coming together and sending out a message to these gangsters that you do not do this in our name and you need to get off the backs of our community. Now, I am sick and tired of saying it, but condemnation just does not go far enough.
You talk about legacy, Rob, and communities coming together. Why do you think that isn't the case at this point? And do you think in Northern Ireland, can we ever escape? Because this is part of gets off our legacy, off what has happened now on a regular basis for so long. Like, how do we move away from that?
I think that the majority of right-thinking people, the good, honourable, decent people in the Protestant community, the good, honourable, decent people in the nationalist Catholic community, do find this apparent. And this is an opportunity where there is, you know, there's no politics in the sense that in 20 years after the Belfast Agreement, people coming onto our streets with guns to murder people for whatever reason, there can be no justification for this type of attack. And we do need to come together. We need to mobilise onto our streets, should that be through a peace protest or whatever means. But we all need to come together to send out the same message, singing from the same hymn sheet, and tell these gangsters to get off our backs.